past the hour. Time for another hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. In this hour, we're joined by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology, and the facility is in a wonderful town, Mount Dora, Florida. Great place, right out of some kind of a movie, in fact. Ken's a very important part of the community. He's been studying medicine all his life, been a doctor for 30-some-odd years, cardiologist, and he's got people coming from all over the country, all over the world, to be examined by him. I get comments from people all around the world as well and around the country. And send your, if you have a question for Ken, if you want to have him sort of dig into a problem that you have, all you got to do is send me a note, doug@dougsteffen.com, as Dan Schultz did, Ken. He asked for information for a liver detox. Mother has stage 4 liver failure. I'd like any information that could possibly help her liver. I heard a small piece on your radio program, was hoping you could point me in the right direction. So I wondered from your point of view, livers, the all the organs in the body, how important they are. What makes an organ? I'm asking a question with sort of a connective bit of tissue to it. A friend of mine, as you know, is going through lymphoma and the treatment, the aggressive chemo treatment for this, does certain things to his body, including challenge the liver, the spleen, the kidneys, because the new drugs that they have to kill some of these invasive cancers are so effective. They kill all of they kill all the cells, but the debris gets plugged up in the liver and the kidneys, and come the time you got to flush it out, you don't have lots of things flowing around your body, you're going to plug up and it'll kill you. That's what happened. This fellow said he was part of a group, and the earlier people, a couple of the people that were being treated, just died because their system, their organs, couldn't handle all the things that were being flushed into them. So I wonder, the liver is very important and often compromised, is it not? Isn't it one of the most sensitive of all of our organs?
Well, everything, yes. All of the blood flows through the liver. It's like a filter, and whatever toxins are in the blood, hopefully the liver gets rid of a lot of it. So you have in the liver a concentration of all these toxins that need to go somewhere. And when they're excessively being removed from the blood, they accumulate and can actually start to damage the filter itself.
Right.
There are some things that will help repair the liver, and it just depends on how severe the issue is. I hope they have a good liver specialist. These are usually the gastroenterologists who, I don't want to get into deep in the weeds, but then they become hepatologists. They specialize in the liver. But some of the things that you enjoy talking about, Doug, antioxidant vitamins such as CE and beta carotene, and minerals such as zinc and selenium, the B vitamins that aid alcohol metabolism, and herbs said to cleanse the liver such as milk thistle, dandelion root, and schizandra. These might help protect liver cells while ridding our body of poisons, but there's a lot of research in this area. There's probably exaggerated benefits, and it's an area where you need the holding of your hand by a good hepatologist. This is not to do, if you have serious liver insufficiency, this is not something you can do yourself.
So, Mr. Schultz, if your mother has not, I can't imagine, she got stage 4 liver failure. She got to have seen.
I sure hope she's seen a hepatologist.
Yeah, I would have thought. All right. So, Mr. Schultz, hopefully that helps you out. Send your questions along. We'll get to more of them as time allows today, as usual. But Ken has done his research, and one of the important things that he does while he's here is share some of the knowledge that he's found in the various journals of medicine. There's a report this week on autism and how the risk has increased there's certain circumstances when the mom is pregnant that would lead to this. There's also a lot of stuff. If you go follow some of the things on Facebook, Ken, that are there about autism and vaccines that make your hair stand on end.
Well, let's talk about what we know and what we need to learn about autism. There's a report out this week in the medical journal Molecular Psychiatry, Doug, that pregnant women who come down with a fever, especially in the second trimester, are at an increased risk of having a baby with autism. Autism risk increases by a whopping 34% when mothers report a fever of over 99 degrees at any time during pregnancy. And this risk increases to 40% when fever occurs in the second trimester. While a single cause of autism clearly is not known, previous research has identified other autism risk factors, such as, these are fairly interesting, children born to older parents, babies born premature or at low birth weight, and second-born children who were conceived less than a year from first-born children.
Wow. There's something, huh?
Yes.
So what about we go further into, not necessarily the weeds, but into the controversy about vaccines and the things that are being said by lots and lots of people who are looking into this, people who've had experiences. It's really, some of this stuff is pretty starchy, Ken.
Yes, you and I are definitely not going to solve the vaccine controversy in the next hour, but I can tell you what I've done for, you know, for my daughter had her vaccines.
Yep.
And you know, and I understand the passion on both sides, but, you know, there's one vaccine that is given to the teenagers for sexually transmissible diseases. My daughter was not sexually active and said she didn't want it, and you know, and so that was one vaccine that she didn't have, that one, but the rest she has had.
She doesn't have autism. I'm looking at a posting here. A pro-vaccine mother threatening to call Children's Protective Services when another mother posts that she's giving her child vaccine ingredients without naming the vaccines. So this is like home medicine, if I'm reading this correctly. You look at some of this, there's so much anger around this as much as anything else, don't you think?
There really is. And for these vaccines to work, there has to be cooperation of us all, because we all have to get this done. And if we don't, we put everybody at risk.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of controversy. We're being sold a bill of goods. I'm, you know, you keep looking at the connections between Monsanto and Dow Chemical and the big drug companies and how people are eating things and they get sick and then they get drugs and they get onto them. It just is really discouraging, much as anything else. And there's so much misinformation wrapped around it, you don't know what to believe anymore.
There is
really
a lot of misinformation, and hopefully we'll stay here and untangle it.
Tiger Woods in the focus next. Good Day Health time is 15 past the hour.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a focus on Tiger Woods now because we're still into this controversy of whether he was on drugs, whether he was drunk. His endorsement, I mean, his whole career probably is in question at the moment. But what really happened here, Ken?
This is a lesson for all of us, Doug. And golfer Tiger Woods, not too far from our backyard here in Central Florida, told police officers during a DUI arrest last month that he had taken the powerful anti-anxiety drug Xanax as well as other prescription medications. And among the medications found in Tiger's drug screen, Doug, was Vicodin, which is an opioid pain medication in the news a lot. And the FDA warns on its website, I know it's your favorite organization, that mixing Xanax with opioids, mixing any strong anti-anxiety medication with opioids, it can cause profound sedation, respiratory depression, coma, and death. So you have to be very careful. Don't on your own, not unless a doctor tells you, don't mix anti-anxiety and pain medications, and especially don't wash it down with alcohol. That could be a dangerous mixture.
Who would be foolish enough to do that? There are people foolish
Tiger.
Enough to do it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who's foolish enough? Hello, here he is standing right. Look at that picture. Look at that mugshot. Wow. Dr. Ken in Florida, 352-735-1400. I always like to remind people of that number. That's the office number. People are intrigued by Ken and his research. He does a lot. He continues to do research at his facility there. A lot of people and their experiences are brought to the surface. There is a great need to continue to investigate what's going on in all of our bodies. Ken does that and leads him to helpful conclusions. So if you have the need, you have the desire, you have the ability to go to see Ken in Florida at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. I noticed that there's a study out about mushrooms, Ken. They are the safest drug of all the drugs people take recreationally. I think that's the... Hello, the underscore here is drugs people take recreationally. There were 12,000 people who were taking mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms last year. 0.2% of them said that they needed emergency medical treatment. Why would you take a mushroom that you don't know one way or another how it's going to affect you? I guess I look at these things and I think people spend money to test anything. But
These mushrooms are not magical. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you say that they're the least toxic, you know, but it's all compared to what? But they still are not.
Mostly, I think people compare it to using marijuana, don't they?
Or some of the other hallucinogens, you know,
maybe.
From our day, remember the LSD? But none of this. There's so much better ways to have fun than this.
Okay, Dr. Ken says stay away from the mushrooms.
Go to a baseball game.
21 after the hour, not one in Florida, in Washington, hopefully.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold. thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Doctor time, Dr. Ken Kronos with Dr. Doug Steffen. People give me a little poke when I say that, but I do. I have fun trying to figure out what's going on in my own body and listening to the experts that I have on this program, like Ken, who are so good-natured, help people no matter what the circumstance, and that's why he, as he says, gets home so late from the office. Let's deal with something that was in the journal Pediatrics, Ken, a focus on eggs, which, as you know, are not my fave. But what could be the result of having an egg a day if you are not growing in a normal fashion?
Here's some good news about helping children grow in a normal fashion, and it's a huge worldwide problem. We learned that feeding one egg per day to children aged 6 to 9 months for 6 months could almost halve the prevalence of stunted growth. And stunted growth, it's defined as impaired growth and development, Doug, caused by poor nutrition in early life, particularly in the first 1,000 days. And worldwide, this affects 1 in 4 kids.
1 in 4?
Yes. Under the age of 5.
Big. Did you, before you saw this, any idea that it was this important?
No, not at all. But apparently it's because it's most common in South Asia, sub-Saharan Africa. So we don't see it as much here in this part of the world.
But nutrition is a question, no matter all those areas, nutrition is a big question. They don't get much of anything, whether it's milk.
Absolutely.
Just they're drinking camel milk. They're not drinking any dairy products that amount to anything. At least, you know, real cow milk, if you will.
But this was reported recently in the medical journal Pediatrics, and it's all about helping kids have good nutrition.
Mm-hmm. All right. The nutritional side of our reality, we have a product that Ken and I have endorsed. We've talked about it for several years. The counter to fake energy drinks. The counter to misinformation is knowing what's real. For those of you who trust Ken, listen to what he has to say for a moment or two on Superbeats and why it is that they have been as successful as they are doing what they claim they will do.
This is my sweet spot, Doug. Evidence-based, natural product, tried myself, have seen the benefits in myself and in my patients, so I can get very excited about it. And you know it. That's what it takes for me to get excited about these products. And we know from Nobel Prize winning research from a discovery in 1988, which got the Nobel Prize in medicine in 1998 for nitric oxide. And this is the third gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. And people who went to medical school after this time learned about it. But if you went to medical school before 1988, I didn't learn a bit about this. I had to teach myself. And nitric oxide is a gas that helps the circulation open up so the red blood cells can deliver the oxygen. And if you don't have enough nitric oxide in the body, the blood vessels are stiff, the body doesn't communicate well from head to toe, and you need the building blocks of nitric oxide, and you have to continuously eat them, and the body, if it doesn't have them, can't make nitric oxide. This company, Neogenis, they make test strips. You can, with your saliva, see if your body has enough nitric oxide. If not, you take their Neo 40 product. They have a second product which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide called Super Beats, avoiding the caffeinated, high-energy beverages. So in the middle of the day, if you're tired or before your workout, Super Beats is excellent.
Excellent. That's the word Ken uses. Excellent. 800-655-4183. A free month supply with the first order of Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Free shipping as well when you mention Dr. Ken. 800-655-4183. Super Beats, the jitter-free energy boost. 800-655-4183.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Presented in a timely and efficient manner by Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The program brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Get them at 800-655-4183. They exist to help you get blood to your body. Ken's a cardiologist, so when he tells you this is a good thing to do, it's all natural, no drugs, nothing, no energy drinks, no fake caffeine, all that stuff. I took a 800-655-4183. Yesterday, I think it was, I took a, I had a capsule that was something I had forgotten how I got it, frankly. And I think I've had it for a while. But I was feeling really sort of lethargic yesterday about this time of the day. So I took this capsule. It was supposed to energize me. It wasn't Super Beats. I hadn't had time to mix my Super Beats. This was something I just wanted fast. Because sometimes you wake up, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. Some days, by the time you've been up 6 or 7 hours after the 4 o'clock up, and the day before I've been in the sun a lot, working on the farm, you know, that kind of drains you, makes you sleepy or whatever. I needed a pick-me-up. So I took this, whatever it was, and I will tell you, Ken, I had the jitterbugs for the rest of the day. I called and I was talking to a few friends, and I couldn't really put my finger on it until I thought, what in the world is in that stuff? So I went back and looked at it, and it's basically caffeine. So I wonder, the reason I'm telling you the story is because I wonder out loud here, how in the world people who drink as much coffee as some people do, or is it that when you take some of these concentrated things that I tell people on the air not to take, and I always tell people, look at the label. I didn't look at the label until afterwards. The thing is loaded with caffeine, but how do you, are some people just immune to it, or you get used to it, or what is there about these things that make your, what's really going on in your body? Why did I feel so jittery?
Well, caffeine is a stimulant, and it just revs up the side of the nervous system, which stimulates you. The heart rate increases, your metabolism increases.
Can't be good for you to have this stuff
Well, in moderation, a little bit of caffeine is okay for most people, but some people, everybody's different. Everybody responds differently. Some people are very sensitive to a little bit. Some aren't so sensitive. And if you're not overly sensitive to caffeine, a little bit seems to be actually good for you.
But, really?
But I would not recommend taking it for your health. You know, if you like to drink, especially people like to drink coffee, their tea, and you can have a few cups if you'd like. I wouldn't do it for specifically for health, but if you enjoy mm-hmm. drinking it, it's fine. It's a healthy thing as long as it doesn't create any symptoms like you're describing.
Mm. Well, this didn't come from coffee, but I wonder about it having the same effect.
Thing.
Or coffee having
yes.
the same effect.
Do you like to drink tea?
Not particularly. I drink a little. Depends on the time of year, what I'm doing. It's usually a social thing, unless I have a sore throat or something, and then I have tea. But I would drink it like after a meal at a restaurant.
Uh-huh, because that seems to be a healthy beverage, but there's some caffeine in it.
But not a lot.
It's all
not
compared
like
to what?
Well, is there much caffeine in tea as there is in coffee?
There's probably a little less, but there's...
Where does caffeine come from? What is it? I don't get where... How does it grow? It must be in the soil in order to get into the plant.
It is part of the structure of the whatever, the beans.
Those cocoa beans.
Yes.
Wow.
Cocoa is very close to caffeine.
Yep. So chocolate's good for you. I never get that feeling.
Which has caffeine in it.
I never get that feeling. Wow. The S.C. Johnson Company, which makes cleaning products, announced that its website will now list the 368 fragrance and non-fragrance skin allergens that could possibly be contained in any one of their products. They said, "For us, transparency is a matter of principle. We're interested in helping people make the best choices for their families." So you can go online to whatsinsidesc-johnson.com. So what could there be? All kinds of things. I found myself using a new soap to wash my underwear, and I had the itches, a rash on my neck. Is that all possible, or is it
absolutely
stuff that's in your mind?
I don't think it's in your mind. It may be slightly for some people, but for most of us, there's so much, again, individual differences. This is all depends on each one of us, how we respond to all of the numerous chemicals that are in all these substances. And some people are especially sensitive, and some people, it's like there's nothing there.
Isn't it amazing?
It is.
It's all in chemicals. Well, that then shows you, that further underscores what I've said many times. When you're drinking, people who drink wine or beer or hard alcohol, the chemical impact is going to be different on everybody because everybody's chemistry is different. So we go to the Genome Project and understand that 99.44 one-hundredths of all of us human beings, no matter what the color of our skin, our origin, whatever, we're all the same. But yet the chemical, for example, people who get cancer and people who don't get cancer, everybody's got cancers floating around inside of them. Depends on whether you have an alkaline base to your body, to your fluids, or an acidic, doesn't it, among other things?
Well, I don't think it's that simple, but I think a lot of it has to do with your immune system and how effective it is at scavengering these things. And also, I think what's also important is the mutations in your DNA, how many abnormalities spontaneously or not spontaneously exist. So I think it's a combination of mutations in your DNA, which may be somewhat affected by your environment. Some of it's inherited. And then I also think that there are these individual differences, a lot of it dealing with your immune system, which may be genetically controlled also.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, immune systems are enhanced by what you do, the kind of vitamins and minerals and things
that
you
take. The immune system is not only genetically programmed, it definitely is affected by the environment. And mm-hmm. what you're talking about in terms of how you eat and also how you live. You're mm-hmm. a great advocate, which I agree with, you know, not keeping the kids totally in the bubble because then their immune systems don't get a chance to develop.
Yep. throw your kids in the dirt.
Well,
make sure that they are dirty,
don't throw them, but dirty.
Going to bed later on weekends may be harmful to your health. It's called social jet lag. Have you ever heard of that?
Absolutely.
Do you do that? How's your sleep on the weekend?
Well, my sleep is better on the weekends. But sleep is so, I mean, it may sound like a cliche by now, but sleep, if you want to be healthy, you can't be peak healthiness unless you get good sleep. And, you know, all the ideas as we get older, we don't need as much sleep, hogwash. When we're younger, we definitely need more sleep. But adults need 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep. And if you're not getting it, you need to talk to one of the sleep specialists to figure out how to improve it. Because it's so important from head to toe in all the body systems, heart disease, cancer, your mental health. It's so important.
All right. So part of the focus on sleep has come from those who are looking at Donald Trump, who sort of in the middle of the night seems to be twittering all over the place. He doesn't seem to get more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And some people say that's why he's having a hard time communicating. That's why he's having a hard time.
I think the psychologists who, you know, work from afar, who, you know, it's always easy to make wrong impressions unless you really know the facts. I'm not the president's doctor, but from what I read, he's one of these few people, and they're few, who lifelong function well on less sleep than the rest of us. And from what I understand, this is nothing new. He's been like this his whole life, and to him, it's helped him be more productive. And there are a few people like that, but they're not real common.
Just makes you wonder sometimes. I mean, I know what my limits are. You know what your limits are. I know that if I have, as silly as it sounds, between 6 hours and 14 to 6 hours and 17 minutes of sleep, I'm going to be fine for the day. Anything less than that, you better get out of the way because I'm going to need a nap.
And a nap is good. I mean, if can't get it, nap is good. A nap is real good. And it's ideally, you're not sleeping small amounts and then making up for it on the weekend. I mean, that's hard to really work effectively. And also, when you change shifts, your body has a sleep-wake cycle that it adjusts to, that it gets used to, and it functions optimally. And when you start upsetting that sleep-wake cycle, that also jiggles the body and makes it set up for disease.
Right. All right. In a moment, the advice from some to ditch your treadmill. Ken has become an advocate for lots of, I don't know if it's aggressive exercise, but we'll find out what he thinks about this, connecting running and fitness. It's 45 past the hour on this hour of Good Day Health.
Insight Daily Radio. Jeffrey Kluger is the author of the newly released book, Apollo 8. The thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. This gripping new book tells the untold story of the historic voyage to the moon that closed out one of our nation's darkest years with a nearly unimaginable triumph.
In the summer of 1968, the U.S. space program was effectively in crisis. We had 16 months left in order to meet President Kennedy's goal of having American human beings on the moon by the end of the 1960s, and we were nowhere near achieving that. The year before, 3 astronauts had died in the Apollo 1 launch pad fire, which effectively brought the entire program to a halt. If the Apollo spacecraft could be developed and repaired, if the Saturn V rocket could be made flight ready, if the lunar module could be made flight ready, there was a possibility that we would still reach the moon, but well after 1970. And instead, in the summer of 1968, a handful of creative men at NASA said, let's toss our schedule aside. Let's see if we can get 3 men out to the moon in lunar orbit by by Christmas time. This would not be a landing. That wouldn't happen until the following year with Apollo 11. But this would be a lunar orbit. This would be the first time human beings had left the gravitational well of Earth, flown across the true deep waters of deep space, and surrendered to the gravity well of another world. We would, in that moment, become a species of two worlds instead of a species of one world.
That's author Jeffrey Kluger on his newly released book, Apollo 8, the thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. Insight Daily Radio.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen with a thought about vaping. And even though the toxic ingredients commonly found in these e-cigarettes and other vaping products are known to be carcinogenic, a lot of adults don't think secondhand e-cigarette aerosol poses a risk to children like the risk that's presented by tobacco. Well, think again. The Center for Disease Control says about a third of adults who were surveyed don't know, people that are using these devices don't know if secondhand aerosol causes harm to children. And the people who think it does say, not much, just some little bit of harm to children. Well, the kind of promotion that these things have gone through, the number of people who are using them because they think they can get off their tobacco, nicotine, the obsession or the necessity or the addiction to it. You got to think again, because according to the Surgeon General, these things are a major health concern. The report, which is out now, advocates for policies that would protect people from breathing secondhand aerosol. I don't want to breathe this crap. Do you? I don't want these things. I don't want my family affected. I don't want anybody affected. It is as bad as cigarette smoke. And if you don't, I mean, look at all of the things people are saying now about these could be as bad, if not worse, than smoking cigarettes. So the idea, which was good at the beginning, to get people off of smoking tobacco products with e-cigarettes, the emissions that come from these e-cigarettes could be as harmful, if not more harmful, to women who are pregnant, to children themselves. So come on, let's get smart. Let's stop using that. I mean, let's just stop smoking, period. Quit it. That's a word from Doug. 47 after the hour now. Good day, health. So this whole business, there have been last couple of weeks a lot of focus, Ken, on exercise. This is the time of year, springtime, summertime, fall. People want to be exercise. They want to look their best when they go to the beach. And some people do it by going to the gym and doing all kinds of things on treadmills and with weights and that sort of thing, which is A-okay if you can't approach it from another way. If you're wanting to up your fitness level, the research that I'm looking at says get outside. Don't be doing treadmilling and stuff inside. Go run outside. What do you make of that?
Well, I think individually you have to figure out what you enjoy doing, and then you'll do it. I mean, I like being in an area with other people, listening to the music, working out. I mean, to me, that works for me. But there are people who, you know, want to go out on the free open highway and run. But this is individual differences. But there's an issue that I think you're talking about overtraining. And this is so important that anyone who's doing more than an hour and a half of aerobics a week, you're not doing it for your health. The Copenhagen study showed that it was best to jog 3 days a week for a total of only 1.5 hours per week at a slow to moderate pace, and anything more was not helping your health. And this was published in the major journals of cardiology, an excellent study. So train, don't strain. There's never an excuse for pain, no gain. That should not apply to anyone.
Doing running on hard surfaces, bad for your ankles, your feet, your knees, your
it's
hips.
It's good for the knee replacement surgeons.
Yeah,
gives them a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. Or the chiropractors that are trying to keep your neck and your shoulders and your spine in line. It is not good for you, period. Imagine all those people that run those marathons, Ken, 26 miles at a time. What in the world must their skeleton look like?
There's a new aerobic, it's relatively new, the newer aerobic machine is called a free floater. I love it. It's so soft on the joints, and you can do it and feel
free
good
floater.
Afterwards.
Look for that in the gym. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, 50 minutes past the hour.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is from C.S. Lewis, who says, "Democracy hates a great man. Democracy looks at a great man like a field of wheat where one stalk is 6 inches higher than everybody else or every other stalk, and government comes along and cuts it off so they're all even." And I think that's absolutely true. I'm so glad we live in a representative republic and not a democracy. This allows us the opportunity to be great if we want to. If we want to pay the price, if we want to do what's necessary to be a great man, however you define being great, America provides you that opportunity. Rather than being chopped off by government, let's work at being great. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an Economy of 1 Minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
To the health zone with our pal Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a noted cardiologist, appears on this program every week with an overview of a lot of the research being done in the clinical behavior and physical journals of medicine, etc., etc., etc. The first thing that caught my eye, Ken, this week, all the people not only in our country, but the people around the world who are becoming clinically obese.
It is amazing, and that's why I don't get home early anymore. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine just this week. Doug, in a sign that the obesity epidemic has become more than just an American problem, this new study shows that 2 billion with a B of the world's population is obese or overweight. Weight gain increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, and other life-threatening conditions. This is a big deal.
You know, I'm really annoyed with you today.
With me?
Yeah.
Shocking.
I'm looking at all of these things, and you have managed to spoil whatever. This wasn't a great day to begin with, but now, French fries. I don't eat meat. I don't eat a lot of stuff. A little ice cream and some French fries. That's all I want. Now, you're going to screw that up.
Well, I don't make it up. I just report what's out there.
You can make choices, though.
This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I don't think it's all a horrible story, but it's just good to know. People who eat fried potatoes 2 or more times a week, Doug, double their risk of an early death compared to those who avoid them. It's the cooking oil rich in trans fat is an important factor in explaining mortality in those eating more potatoes. Trans fat has been shown to raise the bad or LDL cholesterol in the blood, which can lead to cardiovascular disease. But there's another potential danger when eating fried starchy foods such as French fries, which is acrylamide, which is a potential cause of cancer. Acrylamide is a chemical produced when starchy foods such as potatoes, Doug, are fried, roasted, or baked at high temperature. But there is a solution to all this. You can reduce your intake of acrylamide by boiling or steaming starchy foods rather than frying them. So just boil or steam your
potatoes. And where's our Irishman? Victoria, boiled potatoes.
Yeah. I think she's run off to the bathroom or something.
And keep the trans fat out of them, and you'll be
all
fine.
Right. So this is basically, though, the GMO. The oils that you cook the fries in, and I only have French fries. I wish it maybe once a month, if that. I just like the taste of them, if you can find some good ones. So the cooking oil, though, the connection to GMO, genetically modified, because corn and soy are in pretty much everything, and the corn, it's hard to find corn that's not genetically modified. So that's what gets into some of these oils, the vegetable oils, and that's why it's not good for you. I think that's the bottom line.
And it's the frying.
Yeah, right. All right.
Is a treat occasionally? I'm not trying to take away the treat entirely. You just don't want to live on this.
No, and a lot of people do. They eat every day at McDonald's.
Correct.
And have French
but
fries every day.
But an occasional treat, that's okay.
Okay, as long as we're in the statistic zone, there's a study about mental illness and how many people in our country are affected by this. And what it does, mental illness often affects our physicality, does it not?
Absolutely. Report, Behavioral Health Barometer for America 2016, Doug, nearly 10 million American adults have serious mental illness, and a similar number have considered suicide during the past year. Big problem. And the study further shows that 15.7 million Americans abuse alcohol and 7.7 million abuse illicit drugs. It also reports that 12.5 million people are estimated to have misused prescription painkillers, such as oxycodone and hydrocodone. So this is all a big issue. And
yep, sure is.
We can't forget about it.
Drugs. All right, let's make everybody feel better. Let's make everybody healthier. Spend a few seconds talking about the advantages of getting on to the system that has you use Super Beats every day.
Sure. Evidence-based natural product to help the body work better. This is Nobel Prize-winning research from 1998. You need to continuously remake nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's going to get into the textbook very soon. And you need to get the building blocks of nitric oxide. And if you don't have enough, your body won't have nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas which the red blood cells carry the oxygen and nitric oxide. First, spray the nitric oxide onto the blood vessels. The blood vessels relax. They open up. The red blood cells can pass through, deliver the oxygen, which is so important for burning energy throughout the body from head to toe. And if you're low, you don't have them. Get the saliva test strips, test your nitric oxide level, get their product Neo 40 for boost, get the Super Beats.
800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price for first of base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.